Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Jerusalem nation, Nigeria nation, America nation, all over the world. God reigns. Towns, islands, villages, and world at large. O Lord God, reign. O Lord God, in the name of God, stop all the work of the devil. O Lord God, on all nations, in the name of God. Forsake satanic, dissolve satanic power on all nations and reign on all nations. All strong man controlling the nation, attacking the nation, they are bound in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness on all nations, all over the world, in Jerusalem nation, Nigeria nation, American nation, all over the world, world at large. In Jesus' name, amen. The president, the kings, and the leaders in authority. O Lord God, let them follow the instruction of God, not the instruction of demons. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Lord God, we national intercessors. Oh, Lord God, empower us to continue to pray for the nation, that God Almighty should reign on all nations. Jesus reign on all nations, God reigns on all nations, all over the world in Jesus' name. The leaders, O Lord God of heaven, may them acknowledge God, O Lord God of heaven, all satanic prophets of all nations, silence them, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Yes, all leaders of all nations, take counsel from God Almighty, not from the devil, in the name of Jesus. Jesus reign on all nations. Reign on all nations, God Almighty, in Jesus' name. Father, make a way for there seems to be no way on all nations. Father nation, Jerusalem, O Lord God, restore Jerusalem back, O Lord God of heaven. Jesus of Nazareth, and Jesus of Jerusalem, please help us to restore Jerusalem back, O Lord God of heaven, from ruin. O Lord God, restore Jerusalem back. Do not let them suffer again in the name of John. Let nation go in on all nations, so that there will not be suffering on all nations in Jesus' name.
My topic tonight is how to overcome frustration. How to overcome frustration. That is the word of God we're going to be hearing tonight. How Jesus can help you to overcome every form of frustration and failure and defeat that you have been going through. How to overcome. Our text is taken from St. Luke Gospel chapter 5. St. Luke Gospel chapter 5 from verse 1. Gospel chapter 5 from verse 1 to 10 is the story of Peter, who has already been a professional fisherman. Peter have always been teaching. He knows when to go for fishing. He knows when to pull the net. He knows when best to come for fishing. Peter has always been a professional fisherman. But on this particular day, in Luke Gospel chapter 5, Peter have tried to catch fishes. Peter have tried to catch fishes all through the night. The best time to catch the fishes is in the night. That is the best time to catch the fish, in the night, in the water. And the fishes will run into the net and get caught. It was the best time to catch fish. So Peter walked through the whole night and he did not catch any fish. On this fateful day, Peter had walked through the night. He never caught one fish. So Peter was discouraged. Peter was disappointed. Peter was not happy again. Peter was ready to throw in the towel and leave the profession of teaching. He was so disappointed. He was washing his net, getting ready to go home hungry. While Peter was getting ready to go home empty-handed, Jesus came in. Hallelujah. Jesus will come when you are in need. Jesus will come when you have reached the rock bottom. Jesus will come to you when you have tried all your technical know-how and you couldn't make it. Jesus will appear in your life at the point of need. Hey, Makabaya. Yeah, Bekezeya. Holy Ghost, we are one tonight. Rabos, Keleburu. Ah, there are many like Peter. They have tried to succeed. They have tried to make it. They are trying to break through. They are working hard day and night, trying to make things work, trying to prosper, trying to succeed. But the more they try, the more they say, ah, if you are in that group, tonight is your night. Jesus is coming into your life, into your family. Jesus is coming into your business. Jesus is coming into your job. Jesus is coming into that marriage. Jesus is coming into that home, that family. And things are going to turn around. Hey, Rainbow Sire. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way, passing your way, passing your way. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way, passing this way tonight. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way, passing this way, passing this way. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way, passing your way. Are you all right? see the daytime. The fishes are not available in the daytime. The fishes are available in the night. I'm a professional fisherman. Jesus, why are you telling me to throw in the net one more time? Fishes in the daytime. The fishes will see the net. When the fishes will see the net, they will run away. Jesus, are you all right? Why are you telling me to throw the net? Once again, he's telling me to throw the net. Once again, he's not telling me. I'm in charge. You have been trying to catch fish. You could not catch fish. At my word, throw the net one more time. And you will notice the difference. I know there must have been some argument because Sam was a professional fisherman. He has been a fisherman all his life. And he knows that if you want to catch fish, it's not in the afternoon. You throw the net in the afternoon and the fishes are seeing the net. They're not going to enter the net. He has got to throw the net in the night. But Jesus said, throw the net. Jesus said, cast the net again one more time. Let me warn you. If you are dealing with God, throw away your faith. Let me warn you. If you are following Jesus Christ, if you are following God, if you are praying, you are looking unto God, throw away your own senses, your wisdom, throw it away. God said in 1 Isaiah 55, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. The way I do my thing is not the way you do your thing. Don't even try to reason. Carry your reasoning and throw it away. You don't need it. If you are dealing with God, carry your senses and throw them away and follow God. Jesus is telling you, throw the net once again. And then you are using your sense to talk. You're using your sense to analyze. This is afternoon. Oh, we are not going to get the fishes. Oh, Jesus. Let's wait tonight before we get. Jesus said, throw the net right now. You see, this is where people meet God. This is where people meet God. By strength shall no man prevail. It's not by power, not by mind, but by the spirit. Which of you can add one more cubit to your heart? What can you really do? Except the Lord be the heart, the laborer's labor but the vain. Hey! If God will not do it, how can you do it? What can you really do? With God, all things are possible. With Jesus on your side, you are bound to win. How dare you argue with God? How dare you reason? Reason, using your mind to reason God. You are trying to figure out God. Don't try. Don't try, Papa. Hey, Mishabai. We are talking about how to overcome frustration. A lot of people are frustrated in life. A lot of people are disappointed. A lot of people are not making it. A lot of people are struggling and struggling and struggling. And there is no way out. I got good news for you. Let Jesus come into your life. Let the King of Kings come into your family. Let the Holy Spirit come into your life. Let him come into your business. Let him come into that profession. Let Jesus come into that marriage. Let Jesus come to that home. When Jesus in that family, happy are you. Happy are you. Peter did not receive remain Jesus. Peter opened up his heart and let Jesus come and have his way. And Jesus brought solution to all the problems of Peter. Peter who could not catch fish. Peter now has too much fish. The boat was filled with fish. The land was filled with fish. Fishes everywhere. And frustration has ended. Failure has ended. Because Jesus has come. Yes, we are going to pray. We are going to pray right now. Many of you don't have Jesus. You don't have Jesus yet. Yes, we have. We have over 10,000 people in this service already. The computer is showing how many people are coming. We have over 10,000 people that are in this service already. I want to tell you, this word you are hearing today is not by mistake. It's from heaven. Jesus came to save you, to heal you, to deliver you, to bless you. He came to give you life and life more abundantly. Open up your heart right now. Like Peter, dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in us than the devil and the world. Like Peter, open up yourself and let Jesus come. Into your boat, let Jesus come. Into your life, let Jesus come. Into your family, let Jesus come. Into your job, let Jesus come. Into your business, let Jesus come. Into every area of your life. He is the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father. He has the answer to all your problems right now. We are going to pray. We got to keep your coming. Bow your hands, everybody. Close your eyes and invite Jesus. Just like Peter. Open up your heart and let Jesus come in right now. Jesus is the answer for the world.
Lord, we to
about
the world.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Heavenly Father, let your word find a place in the life of your people. God, make your people doers of the word and not just hearers through. In Jesus' name, we bound the spirits of bad luck, hard luck, ill luck, spirits of the bond woman, we bound every satanic spirit, every occultic. Every diabolical spirit working against our lives, our families, our homes. We bound Satan and all his powers. We cast you. We cast you away. We plead the blood of Jesus.
No, Jesus is against you, Satan. Satan, you are banded and casted away.
Yes, Lord.
Our life in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus, at your word, we cast this. I will receive a car to your feet. We win souls to your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, over to our mother in Christ, honorable, in the evangelist, and I can't allow He's going to share with us what God has given to her to share with us. Let's welcome her to share with us.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father, help me.
Yes.
Lord, and teach me and instruct me what to do.
Yes.
We all know that Easter is coming now.
That
is the basis of our salvation. The journey with Jesus to Easter, the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, which is the basis of our salvation, the basis of even being in front of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish for but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
We've already have Easter coming, and we have to read about Jesus. We have to read about Jesus. The death and resurrection of Jesus is in the fourth book of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each of them said the story about the death of Jesus Christ, which is the basis of our salvation, which we go on the journey with Jesus to Easter to actually know whom we come to meet. The first one I want to read this one, read, the topic is Jesus anointed at Bethany. Jesus anointed at Bethany. From verse 1 to 37. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The leading priest and the teachers of religious law were still looking for an opportunity to capture Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the Passover celebration, they agreed, or the people may riot. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, basis of our salvation, the story of Jesus. Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simeon, a man who had previously had leprosy. And we all know that Jesus is a healer. While he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume made from essence of lard. She broke open the jar and poured the perfume over Jesus' head. Some of those at the table were indignant. Why waste such expensive perfume? The house could have been sold for a year's wages and the money given to the poor. So they scolded her harshly. We have to know that we should give the best unto Jesus Christ. We give the poor their own, we make sure we give to the poor, but we give the best to Jesus. But Jesus replied, leave her alone. Why criticize her for doing such a good thing to me? We know that from that verse that Jesus is our defense. You will always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want to. We know we have to help the poor. But you will not always have me. He had done what she could and has anointed my body for burial ahead of time.
Yes.
Death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the basis of our salvation. So started from here. I tell you the truth. Wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed. So we too, we must be remembered for doing good as a Christian. All we do for Jesus will be noted. Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priest to arrange to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted when they heard why he had come, and they promised to give him money. So they began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus. We have to be careful about money. We have told that money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Anybody that is a disciple of Jesus or must not love money more than Jesus. The Last Supper. On the fourth day of the festival of the unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus' disciple asks him, "Where do you want us to go to prepare the Passover meal for you?" So Jesus sent two of them into Jerusalem with these instructions. You must listen to the instruction of Jesus Christ. As you go into the city, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. At the house, he enters, say to the owner, "The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?" He will take you upstairs to a large room that is already set up, that is where you should prepare our meal. Our room must be available for Jesus to use. So the two disciples went into the city and found everything just as Jesus had said.
Yeah.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. The word of God is yea and amen. Jesus is the truth. He will never tell us lies. And they prepared the Passover meal there. In the evening, Jesus arrived with the 12 disciples. As they were at the table eating, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. One of you eating with me here will betray me." Greatly distressed, each one asked in turn, "Am I the one?" That's the reason why they told us we must not rely on the Son of Man. They say, "Woe unto them that rely on the Son of Man, that do not put their trust in God." The person closest to people are those the one that betray them. And in reply, "It is one of you, 12 also, who is sitting from this bowl with me. For the Son of Man must die, as the scripture declared long ago. But how terrible it will be for the one who betrays me. It will be far better for that man if he had never been born." As a Christian, we must make sure we don't betray Jesus. Even as disciples and servants of God, we must not betray Jesus. As they were eating Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take it for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them, and they all drank from it. This is what we call the Holy Communion now in all churches. That is turning the bread to the body of Jesus Christ and turning the Jews into the blood of Jesus Christ for his remembrance, so that we might be revived, revitalized, re-energized, and renewed, and we might have eternal life. Holy Communion. So many churches are still doing the Holy Communion now, maybe once in a month, or any time they want it, for the remembrance of Jesus. And he said to them, "This is my blood, confirms the covenant." As we take the Holy Communion, we are confirming the covenant of God concerning our life when we turn that juice into the blood of Jesus. "This is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people." The blood of Jesus confirms the covenant of God between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice for many. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink wine again until the day I drink his new kingdom of God." We are all children of kingdom of God. And then they sang a hymn. Jesus and his disciples sang hymn. "We also must know how powerful he is." Psalm is a very powerful way of praising and worshiping God. Singing a hymn is a powerful way in praising and worshiping God. "Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives." We all of us, we know so many hymns that we sing that brings us joy and peace and rest of mind. Jesus resists Peter's denial. On the way, Jesus told them, "All of you will desert me, for the scripture says, God will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." We are shepherd, and we must make sure that our sheep does not scatter under us. We have been made the shepherd of our sheep, and they must not scatter. No one should kidnap them. No one should snatch us from us. We know the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus Christ has given us abundant life, and Jesus is the shepherd. And he said, "I'm the shepherd of the sheep. No one shall snatch them from my hand. No one shall kidnap them. They will not perish." So we know there that Jesus is our shepherd. We are secured. But often I'm raised from the dead, I will go ahead of you to Galilee and meet you there. Peter said to him, "Even if everyone else deserts you, I never will." God will not let us desert Jesus in Jesus' name. Any problem that will be too much for our life, that will make us deny God, will not happen in our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, Peter. This very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny two times that you ever know me." On this Christian journey, we will not deny God Almighty in Jesus' name. No, okay. Peter declined emphatically, "Then if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the others vowed the same. "We will never deny Jesus in Jesus' name."
Amen.
Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. They went to the holy grove called Gethsemane, and Jesus said, "Sit here while I go and pray." Jesus prays, we too, we must pray. Play I use the key, play I use the key. Play I use the master key. Jesus master say we play, and in the we play. Play I use the master key. We must start our life with prayer and must end it with prayer.
Yes.
He took Peter, James, and John with him, three people, to go and pray. Jesus says, when two or three people shall call on my name as we are doing now, that he will surely answer their prayer. And he became deeply troubled and distressed. He told them, my soul is crushed with to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. I've been told that we should watch and pray. We should watch and pray with brethren. He went on a little further and fell to the ground. He prayed that if it were possible, the awful hour awaiting him might pass him by. Abba, Father, he cried out, everything is possible for you. With God, all things are possible. Please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Nobody can take suffering from my life, only God.
Yes.
Then he returned and found the disciple asleep. We disciples, we must not be asleep. He said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? The least prayer we can pray in the day is praying for 1 hour, praying for no 1 hour. He said, keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. Praying is a must. You must keep watch and pray so that you don't go into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. So we have to check our body. We make sure that we don't sleep excessively and pray unto God so that we don't enter into temptation. As we go on this journey of this reading about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God will be with us in Jesus' name. So may
Amen.
God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're going to follow it up with prayer. Take up with some prayers.
You are going to pray. You are going to tell God. Mighty God.
Yes.
God Almighty, I'm your disciple. Any problem that will be too much for my life, that will make me to deny you, do not let it happen to me. Pray.
Yeah, Father, help us not to deny you.
Father, give us any, the mighty name of God, for Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. Any problem that will be too much for our life, O Lord God of heaven, that will make us to deny you. God Almighty, Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, do not let it happen to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We are going to pray. God, please, let me be fellowshipping with brethren. He said, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, making four of them. Let me be fellowshipping with brethren. There is power in fellowshipping with brethren. He said, when two or three shall gather in my name, I will answer what they say. Let us pray.
Father God,
Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of God, mighty God, let us fellowship with brethren in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. O Lord God of heaven, let us fellowship with brethren. Let us pray with brethren in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to pray. O Lord God, empower me to wash and pray. The least prayer I should pray in a day is 1 hour. Empower me to wash and pray so that I will not go into temptation. Deliver me from excessive sleep. Pray. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, empower me, O Lord God, and my family to watch and pray. O Lord God, deliver us from temptation. O Lord God, as our spirit is powerful, empower our body too. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray, Jesus Christ, let me do the best for you. This woman anointed the head of Jesus Christ, and they say what she did will be remembered forever. We are going to pray, God, let me give you the best in my life. What I do for you, let it be remembered forever in my life. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of God, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God, let me do the best for you. O Lord God of heaven, what I do for you in life, let it be remembered forever. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray. We are going to tell God. Jesus Christ defended the woman. We are going to pray. Jesus, you are my defense and my refuge. As you defended this woman, Father, continue to defend me and be my refuge and my fortress. Pray. Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of Jesus, as you defended this woman, O Lord God, be my defense and my refuge and my fortress, me and my entire family, Father, and near. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Betray her. We are going to pray. We are all children of God. O Lord God, do not let us betray Jesus. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. Father, please help me. Do not let me be a betrayer under you. Pray. Mighty God, in the name of John, the blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost, fire. Ah. Do not let us be betrayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. They say wherever the good news is preached, this woman will be remembered. We are also to pray the good news. We are going to pray. It's a great commission. He told us to go and tell, preach to all nations. O Lord God, it's a commission for every Christian. Empower me to preach the good news all over the world. Anywhere I meet myself, let me always preach the good news. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, the mighty name of God. Anywhere I meet myself, let me preach the good news of God Almighty to all nations. O Lord God, to everybody in my neighborhood, far and near. O Lord God, empower us to preach the good news about the Jesus Christ to others so that they might be saved. Because the basis of the death of Jesus Christ is salvation. So God help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, let's sing this song.
Thank you, Lord, for everything.
You are done. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Yes, we thank God for that word. We have received that word. God will make us doers of his word. And not just the earth alone, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone who have attended this service, God. Bless your brother whom you are pleased to speak your word. Bless your people, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, tomorrow we're going to have another section by 5 to 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, just like this. Yeah, we thank God for everyone who came, and God continue to bless you. In the name of Jesus, already we are almost 12,000 people. We did tell you God has blessed you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Shalom. Yes, please forward this message to everyone, you know, even if you share it with them, tweet, let this message go viral. Bless the world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us. On this tomorrow, my Lord be with you all and continue to bless you and your family and your children, your husband, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, man. God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.